Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey folks, welcome to episode 99 of the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton along with Michael Hanford.
Ooh, Wayne Gretzky style-y. Sorry, Tim! I'm taking it from you.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up, Wayne Gretzky style-ies?
Oh, I thought you would for sure have said another Los Angeles superstar athlete. Aaron Donaldson.
Oh, why? Huh? I could
linebacker for the Rams, Los Angeles Rams.
What if I said upside down Mario Lemieux styley?
Yeah, that's right.
Hanging from his
skates. Mario Lemieux on a fucking roller coaster.
This is how the styleys work. I was coming into this episode thinking I was actually going to say back to school styleys because we've crested Labor Day and our drink today is going to kind of be a college-y drink.
Yes, more pens. Yes, more books.
I heard 99 and I was able to pivot. Mike, before you said Wayne Gretzky, I had already decided I was going to say Wayne Gretzky style.
That's what I thought. And that's why I said, oh, that's Tim's thing. I'm sure he got it. But there is also something very, what's the word I'm looking for? Very, you can set your watch to it that if the number 99 or 66 comes up, you can almost guarantee Tim and I are going to say, Wayne Gretzky, Mario Lemieux. Same thing with Michael Jordan. 23 comes up. Ooh, Michael Jordan, MJ.
I got a lot of those. I don't know what this phenomenon is called, but I'm trying to eradicate it where, if someone says Thursday.
Phenomenon, yeah. That might be a heavy word.
I guess disorder, maybe?
When, maybe.
That's bad. But I have maybe 200
perpetual
of these.
Annoyance.
When somebody says Thursday, my brain says, Thirsty Thursday, I'll be at the bar.
Oh, yeah.
And the effort it takes for me to not say that. It's tricky.
I've got a ton of them. I don't know what it is. It's annoying. It doesn't. Nobody's like, yes, Wayne Gretzky, when you say 99. Yes, that's good.
There's a lot of them. 230.
That's bound to have me say that I have a dentist appointment.
Mm-hmm. That's not the best thing to do. I don't. It's funny if you do it around people who you're not around a lot. They're like, oh yeah, oh, funny.
But that's what's funny is like. It's not a joke. So if the person hearing it for the first time, they're not going to laugh. They're going to be like, oh, so you say dumb things.
Right.
You say
them
once and you're like, no, I say them many times.
Every time.
Folks, okay, we want to hear from you. What are the annoying things you say on repeat that the people around you roll their eyes at?
On another topic I had to bring up at the top of the show, Jeff, you are wearing a white tank top. And when you leaned back right now, I saw it had a cool graphic on it. What does it say?
I won this at trivia, Timothy.
Drink marvelously.
It's a Kettle One.
Okay, in sort of a rainbow medieval font.
It's a pride tank top that both Mookie and I won at trivia.
For Kettle One.
For Kettle One, yeah.
Oh, for Kettle One. Which bar?
Cat and Fiddle.
Oh.
New location.
New location.
It's probably like a six-year-old location by now, but
true.
I haven't been. I was just going to say, this is sort of an interesting thing, but until me and Mike were cracking you up and you leaned back and I saw the lettering, I thought you were just wearing an A shirt formerly known by a problematic title and stereotypically assigned to mobsters and defaming Italian Americans. But
yes.
I thought you were very bravely wearing a ribbed A shirt, and I was liking it. I thought that was cool.
Well, you know, recently I've been doing some gold chains, I've been doing some cologne, and I said, why not throw on the tank top?
And if you're just a guy like walking around an apartment in Los Feliz, but walking around just being like this old, like you're going to start playing bocce ball.
You know, the locals love me around here.
I would love if your thing becomes like the tank top shirts, Puma warm-up pants, slip-on Adidas things with socks,
hanging out front of the pork shop.
Yeah.
I promise to myself I keep not making is buying a tracksuit specifically for flights. I gotta wear the tracksuit on the flights.
I started in the past, let's say 2 years, flying in sweatpants. It's wonderful in the sky to be a comfortable boy.
Mike, and it's acceptable now. You could wear like athleisure-y, joggery shit.
Athleisure, man. It came along with the pandemic, and we all dress like we're in our living rooms outside.
Man, can you imagine when people used to like dress up to go on a flight? Like they would wear a suit. Can you imagine wearing a fucking suit on a plane?
Well, I think people like suits must have just like fit better and felt better because
they were coarser, woollier.
You think?
I think life was just worse. They were wool suits.
And you just didn't know any better? You didn't know the difference?
They were so excited to be on a plane.
No shit. You're a fucking moron.
I guess maybe they probably didn't pack them in the way that they do now. You know? It's probably a little more spacious. No, the planes.
The people were smaller.
Oh, that's...
Oh, yeah, they weren't packing up in the crotches of the pants.
Kind of true, I think.
I wonder if... Yeah, were the seats more comfortable? I don't know.
They couldn't have been more comfortable, but it was more exciting. It was the Mad Men, Ladies of Pan Am lounge vibes.
And you could smoke.
That's wild. Yeah. Could you imagine sitting on a cross-country flight with smoke all over the place?
I hate cigarette smoke, and I've never been a smoker, but I bet I would be if you could smoke on a plane just because it's something to do, you know?
Yeah.
Especially because they didn't have little TVs.
Yeah.
Hey, I haven't smoked a stogie in a while. Remember we did that stogie episode?
Yeah, that was supposed to be our whole personality.
I was going to do the stogies all the time.
At the end, we were like, we're going to do this now. This is our thing now.
You'll see me on tour.
Go into your G-Cal and enter it. Stogie. Once every hour.
The remaining episodes of the tour, I will be smoking stogies on stage.
Gosh, that's paying the worst. The fees. For a tour, that's the worst thing.
Can you imagine? Oh, that would look cool, actually. That would look really cool.
Yeah.
Well, what do you say we get into a little bip?
Yeah. Yes.
Booze news?
The one and only.
Oh, bip, booze news. Yeah, hit it.
I got to hear the magic words or I can't play the thing, Tim.
Hit it!
Oh, yeah.
Banger.
Yeah, we went to look for you in the bathroom and you weren't there.
He didn't give me warning. Oh, where has Timothy gone?
Well, I text him about halfway through after I see him or look for him in the bathroom to leaving. You know, you still alive. One of those types of texts.
Where is Tim?
And then we're like, all right, Chris went over to a different bar to see if you were there. Dave went on like the main street. I looked in some bushes.
Anyway, where has Timothy gone?
And right as we like turn around, Chris goes, oh, there he is. And Tim is sleeping on his side, hands under his chin, cheek, on a flatbed trailer.
Detached from a truck, just the trailer.
Yeah, just the trailer on the road, on the street. Parallel park on the
street. It's booze news, you piss drunk cocks.
Where's Tim was sent to us by Shelly Brooks. And if you have a booze news theme, email it to the sloppy boys podcast at gmail.com. Was that a reference to Mike snoring at the very end?
I don't know.
It was probably you snoring sleeping on the truck bed.
Oh, there you go. Yes, yes. There you
go. Although I have been documented by our little documentarian, Jeff Dutton, who likes to... He's very interested in the science of my sleep for some reason.
Hey, that's good gotcha journalism.
He's a little John Wilson.
Hey, speaking of which, I'm coming in with the top story. Sorry, Tim.
No!
Whoa.
Scandal rocks the pod.
Whoa!
As co-host Mike Hanford, a.k.a. the Big Hand Bopper, is caught gallivanting around joyriding in Ubers in the Big Apple on the company dime?
Mike, this, hold on a second.
Mike!
Wait a minute. You attack me? You ambush me like this on my own show? This was news. No, continue on with your story, Jim.
No, here to comment is Mike Hanford. Go for
this
it.
This was news to me. Very, very prominent people on my team had no idea this was happening.
Okay.
Prominent.
Who's that, like Tig?
We did not know. Yeah, Tig runs my finances. We did not know that my Sloppy Boys card was... was used for my Uber account.
For months and months.
So, yes, I've been driving around, and Jeff looking at the bill. Thank God Jeff is looking at the bill.
I said, what is this? And, of course, like, one doesn't flag you, because also I thought Uber Eats, maybe you got some slow gin delivered.
I think it probably was when I was had COVID.
Maybe how it started. And then...
yeah.
It just sort of stuck around, didn't it?
Stuck around. It was conveniently forgotten about.
Hold on, though. What are you guys using this card for? I bought slow gin with my own money. Do you guys buy slow gin on the company card?
Yeah, of course. It's part
of
the show. Well,
I would say I try to do like a third of my booze I put on
the
card.
Okay, I got to look through this statement and I'm going to ask for money because I have not put anything on this card ever.
Well, you never just... That's insane.
That's weird. What do you think we have the cards for?
I thought you put stuff on the card when it's for all three of us because that's a show expense. And if you're putting
stuff... You definitely
do that.
That we do.
I have done that when I'm picking up a bill for our dinner or something like that.
Yes.
But when I'm buying my own slow gin, I'm assuming three bottles of slow gin are being bought by three different guys. Ugh. I've lost thousands of dollars. This means that you guys are getting paid thousands more dollars than me for the show.
No, that's not true.
I love it.
We'll figure it out.
Here's what I will say about
it. I love it. if you guys are cool with it, then I will leave it out.
Here's the thing, though, about the... I usually forget to buy it on the company card.
Me too.
I did today.
Well, that's not good enough for me that usually... I'm telling you, I don't put anything on the company card of my own.
Well, then now you start and we stop.
Okay. You start for a little while, we stop. We're not going to do this scientifically. It's just going to kind of be a feel. It's going to be a feel.
This is going to give me a fucking panic attack when I look in that statement and see how much you guys are charging there. Because I could be out, but you think that I'm not having business
dinners?
You
don't need to be out anymore. You're falling asleep on the truck beds. You need to stay home.
No, I'm going. I'm out with Jack Schramm every night of the week, okay? This is research for the show.
The Schrammer! Yes, I think this is... Thank you, Jeff, for flagging this Uber thing. This is great.
Sure.
Because I think this is a great opportunity for us as an LLC to... tighten down on our spending, look at what we're spending on, and really, let's come up with a new budget. Let's get a budget going. We'll all three vote on it. My budget was zero.
This
is sort of a business ethics decision.
Yes, this is great. This is a great opportunity, and I thank you so much, Jeff.
I think it's cool to know that we're going to be better from now on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What's the actual booze news?
Okay, well, this was creeping up over the summer, and I said, no. I got bigger fish to fry, but then it kept creeping and creeping, and then the thing has exploded. It's going to be familiar to you.
So I creep. Yeah.
I'm creeping.
Here's what's going on out there, folks. And it wasn't going to be I wasn't going to have it in the running as drink of the summer, but now that it's fall, we can talk about the fucking vegetable cocktails are not going away. Listen to this.
They're not going away.
No, I brought it up once and you guys said, this will go away. What? It was a fucking...
I'm still waiting for it to arrive.
Well, here's the case is mounting. The Guardian says, are vegetable martinis really the drink of the summer? And they're talking about some martini that has gherkins. One is a green spice martini, a Brittany asparagus martini, a pickle teeny. And then a celery martini. Now you're probably thinking that's just one article. No. Okay. Mashed is saying how the vegetable martini became London's trendiest drink. They're talking about avocado martinis, tomato martinis. You guys are probably thinking, well, that's the last article. No. Bustle says, trust me, pickle martinis are the new it drink of the season. And you guys are like, well, that's the end of that. No.
That's gotta be it.
Oh, shit.
Punch has an article saying all the ways to tomato your cocktail. And it's all about different infusions and different ways to get tomato in your cocktail. Veggie cocktails. Are you seeing them out there, folks?
Jeez, I haven't seen one.
Me neither. But I do believe that they're on the way.
Sounds like in England, they're
there. Mainstream media would have us believe that they're...
They've arrived.
They've arrived.
See, these articles sort of smack of like, hey, people want to get back in the office. It's like, who's behind this? I think tomatoes are like not selling as well as they could be, so they're writing these articles.
Oh, shit. You think this is all connected?
Tomato lobby.
You think that news is a business?
The pickle lobby, the celery lobby.
The Mainers.
I do think pickles, though, man. I've been thinking about a pickle martini for years and years. Never had the fucking guts to do it.
Yep. Pretty good. I've had those pickled onions, you know, those, you know, that you put in a Gibson. But then I had
the white
these.
Fellas?
Yeah. But then by a similar brand, I had pickled tomatoes that were like Cajun. Those were good. But
cherry tomatoes, like little guys.
Little guys. They're actually green because they're like unripe when they pickle them.
Ooh.
But at a bar, still the only one I've had is Cantiki in Glendale has a dirty tomato martini. It's delicious.
Oh,
it's
I would do that.
Yeah.
I need a reason to go to Cantiki. Otherwise, it's not wowing me.
Oh.
Ouch.
You joke, but Stony Sharp recently texted me about Cantiki.
Hey, nice.
Hey, and then let's not forget, sometimes you find a free chest of ice-cold beers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was Cantiki?
Oh, we never
named it for some reason because we were hoping they would put more chests of beers. But now that it's out in the open, guys, we were hanging out at Cantiki, drinking Scorpion Bowls, and then we saw a cooler, a brand new fresh cooler full of icy fucking Coors Lights, and we chugged them.
Unattended, unsupervised. And then you know us.
Gone. Yeah, gone. This is great.
Where has Cantiki gone? No, where has Coors Light gone? There you go.
Now, going back, thanks for bringing that up, Tim. Going back to the song today for Booze News, that was getting a little on the long side and a little on the, long side for the sample.
Get
that
a little scary.
Folks, we love when you send us a theme. Just try not to get us arrested.
That's not going to hold up in court. We're going to get put away. You don't want your favorite podcasters to be put away 8 to 10?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind if it was 8 to 10 p.m. each night. Kind of keep me off the streets. But if it were 8 to 10 years, that's bad.
That's bad. Hey, does anybody else have any booze news?
No.
Oh, wait. I wanted to say one more thing, which was just because on the topic of weird stuff and martinis, there was a whole Velveeta was trying to get us to talk about the Velveeta martini, and we didn't take the bait, but that was out there. That was a kind of a fakey, twittery thing that they did.
That's disgusting.
Oh, and then wait, one more time.
Go for it.
This is just a little bit of tiny forecasting for like next week's show. You guys know we catch up every week, and we have a great time doing it. And then
shit chat.
A lot of people don't know that I edit a little bit of the show and upload it, just making sure everything's best foot forward. And when I listen to myself in playback, this is what I say to myself.
Yeah.
You say lie too much.
You say that to yourself.
It took me a minute to think of like, how do I tee up this drop?
I say this to myself.
Is that the Hives? Who is that?
That's Rivers, baby. That's falling
let's
for
do
you.
It, baby.
Oh, Pinkerton.
I'm shaking natural touch. You say lie too much.
I'm shaking natural touch. Hey.
Last time you were out here, Mike, I came up with this idea. I said it would be nice to remedy this, that I could grow as a on-mic persona.
Yeah.
And I thought that maybe if I zapped myself every time I said like, I would cure myself of this bad habit.
Torture it away.
Oh, didn't we call this the simile episode? Or if you say like, if Tim says like an as, or something?
if I say as, Jeff gets zapped as well.
No, I don't. You should get zapped.
Well, you only have one collar, right?
Yeah, maybe I can rectify that by next week.
So you're putting a collar on.
Yeah, I have a dog training collar.
Yikes.
And then next week, every time I say like as a verbal crutch, I can say, you know, I like
the new
Jordan Peele movie. But if I say it as a crutch.
Mm-hmm. Zap, zap,
zap, zap.
Damn. Is it, have you tried it yet? Does it hurt?
Yes.
Whoa.
And I tried it on low.
Wow.
Maybe we'll do a thing where every time I get zapped, we'll turn it up a notch.
No.
Oh,
that
yeah.
would be fun. I would do it.
I can't do this, Jeff.
I love it. Also, one of my favorite Jackass moments is when they're kind of zapping people with that, and then they cuts to Knoxville taking it on his taint.
Oh, no.
Or somebody spreading their legs for it and be like, oh. I like it. And Jeff, I think that the negative reinforcement, I think it'll work. I think you'll start to Pavlovianly start to want to say the word like, and then you'll become scared and covered in cold sweat, and then you won't say the word.
I have a feeling
there'll just be a long pause.
Not say much of anything.
That's what I'm worried about. You just get quiet, and I have a feeling you're going to have a nightmare that night. I bet. See, when you first brought this up, Jeff, I you know what I said to myself? When you were saying I say like too much to myself, I was saying, pipe dream. This is a pipe dream. This will never happen. But you went out and you did it. You got the equipment.
You know what? Especially early on in the podcast, we volleyed around a lot of weird ideas. Like you might remember we committed to a bottle flipping contest after we watched Cocktail.
Yep.
In 1 year's time, we'll come back and we'll see who can do like the best bottle tricks. Never happened. And I said, you know, I don't want to, I'm not so much dying to do the bottle flip contest, but I don't want this to be a podcast full of empty promises.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And a lot of big talk.
Right. Mm. Aside from the bottle thing, we're going to do everything we talk about.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. From now on, we're committing to everything.
If I want to say a thing that's just sort of like a funny hypothetical, because it's a podcast, I'm a podcaster, I want to get a laugh, I have to then follow through on everything I say.
Even if it's painful, expensive, irresponsible. You know.
I think it would be funny if you guys gave me $100.
We'll get into next episode about how you got the thing and how expensive it was and all that.
Sure. That is it for Booze News, yes?
Wrap it up.
Yes.
What was that?
That's good. That's from the Ghostbusters Nintendo game.
Ghostbusters! You don't remember that, Tim? Have you heard that? The shitty vocal sample?
I remember that game. I played that game. It was terrible.
That's one of those games that's like, one of the hardest games to play. It has no point to it.
One more time. It's so shitty.
That's a famous... E.T. was also... The Atari E.T. game was famously bad. Yeah. But did you guys ever play... I want to say it was Nintendo, Back to the Future.
No, what I was going to bring up. I heard about it.
You have
to collect the little clocks.
I played it. You're Marty McFly and you're skateboarding, and then there would be like these bumblebees you're trying to not hit. And there's no bumblebees in the movie, but it'd be like, well, careful of the bumblebee.
You guys played, remember Paperboy, that game?
I did it for Super.
That was a fun game, but it was one of those ones where like the screen was set up so strangely. You had like a little tiny area to move around, and you were just throwing newspapers around.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Odd, very odd game.
Hey,
Jeff, that's very cool how you just said, I played it for Super. Like, just you don't say Super Nintendo. Super.
No, people know.
Yeah, they know.
Super. I played it for Super.
That's like in the Sopranos when Big Pussy they're talking about Godfather Part 2, and he's like, yeah, it's in 2. He just says 2.
Yeah, that's the best. The familiarity.
In 2.
Hey, did you guys ever play Adam's Family Fester's Quest for Nintendo?
No.
That was like another one where I was just like, what is the deal with this? I liked Adam's Family, but so I would just, you buy it and then you're like, I don't understand it. This game's too hard.
The Ninja Turtles 1 game too.
Super hard.
Yeah, all these movie games, difficult.
Guys, is this the Geek Shit Pod?
No.
Nope. This is the Cocktail Pod. And let me talk to you boys today.
Oh, no. Maybe we should just be the Geek Shit Pod.
Let me talk to you boys today about the cocktail of the day. I don't do Sweet Home Alabama Slammer. It's the Alabama Slammer today. What do you think of that?
Dude,
I like it so far. It's great.
I like so far. This is a winner.
Oh, the Alabama Slammer. Oh, no, I've got to ask, you've had?
I've heard, never had.
I've heard, I've always wanted, always intrigued, have not had.
Oh, I've heard, never well,
Mike,
had.
Yes. Mike, I've heard, and I've misconstrued.
Oh, now that's interesting. I do want to get back to that. What does that mean to you, Jeff?
Because we just did the Sidewalk Slammer, and I thought that this was going to be a real ass kicker.
Right. Well, I thought this was
perplexing. When you look at the ingredient list, it's got some surprises you wouldn't think for this type of a drink.
Yeah, sure, but it doesn't. Sure. It's not a prank drink. It's not a go fall asleep on a flatbed drink.
No,
but it kind of might be. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know. Could be.
Why did I even volunteer to bring up this drink today? You guys want to talk about it?
You're doing this is color commentary.
This is not color commentary. This is bothering me.
Okay, I've got color commentary, but I'm going to sit on until you talked about the drink.
I'll give you something to sit on. All right. Here we go. The Alabama Slammer. The history behind it is not that interesting. No, it's somewhat interesting, but there's not a lot of variation on it. It's just
Mike,
like
don't editorialize. Just give us the facts. I don't want to hear it's not interesting.
Here's one of these things where we're never going to get to the drink at this point.
Oh, we really needed to waste time on you saying it's uninteresting? That needed to be said?
Sweet Home Alabama. Man,
we're back.
Slammer.
Yeah, this is good.
We're back.
Just redo from the top.
I wonder if Leonard Skinner of version of that band is touring, if they do Sweet Home Alabama Slammer. So this is one of those drinks where kind of a obscure history, but pretty, this is like the same one every other website has. In the 70s, somebody made it and they started drinking it at Alabama University at the football games.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
University of Alabama, whatever you call it.
So it's like a tailgate college drink.
Yeah. But here's the thing, University of Alabama, not Alabama University. It started, so the legend goes, as a shot.
Oh.
But we're doing it as a cocktail. And I think as I was reading through it, I was like, oh, yeah, the shot is what I've heard more about. Not the...
Because that's what you would slam.
Yeah, that's the slam part of it. And which makes more sense that it was a college drink. But
I was out at the Venice Room the other night, and there was a buttery nipple shot. And she said, you want it as a shot or a cocktail? I said, I'll have it as a cocktail. And then I was sipping, and I was like, well, this is too sweet to have as a cocktail. I should have got it as a shot.
Kind what is the buttery nipple? Is that like caramel taste?
Yeah, it's Bailey's and butterscotch schnapps. So it's a real sweet fest. Delicious. It's like a dessert.
If somebody ever asked me, hey, do you want that as a cocktail or a shot? I say, same price?
Half price,
but
right?
But with cubes?
And then I would get a cocktail.
This is a drink, the Alabama Slammer is a drink that I feel like you hear about it, you kind of have different ideas of what it might be. It's not popular anymore. It was like 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Dark ages.
Definitely a college. Yeah. Dark ages. Definitely a cocktail drink. I'm assuming it's going to be sweet, maybe, based on what's in it. But
well, we don't know what's in it, Mike. You got to tell us.
We don't know what's in it yet, but we will get to it.
Yeah.
But it was during a time when like a lot of orange juice was being used in the 70s, like Harvey Wallbanger and
Screwdriver.
Yeah, Screwdriver, but this was the slow, comfortable screw was the slow gin and SoCal or SoCo, Southern Comfort. Let me tell you what's in this little son of a gun.
You know
it's
what?
It's a pretty, yeah.
But somebody once told me lately, they were like, yeah, my parents used to do a drink called like a slow, comfortable screw against the wall. And my brothers and I would be like, ugh. And I said, actually, you know, those each stand for an ingredient. The slow is slow gin. And they were like, we don't care. Shut up. They threw me out of there.
It's a screwdriver. It's a wall banger.
They wanted me gone.
They wanted you out. I kind of want you out of this fucking pod.
For saying the truth. What's right is not always popular, and what's popular is not always right.
Can I say something for once on this pod?
Yeah, sure.
Mike, I'm looking at the, I'm wondering if you investigate this. I'm looking at the Wikipedia page. It says the Alabama Slammer is claimed to have been made famous by quarterback Brett Favre.
Really? I did not read that. I wonder how.
So then I'm wondering, did he go to Alabama? I click on him. No, he went to Southern Miss. So.
Stolen valor. I don't think he did it.
Interesting.
But he's
and also
6'2".
Made famous. What does that mean?
He's 6'2", 222. I'm 6' 213.
So
I'd love to see you two play one-on-one football.
Yeah. Well, I guess he has the height and weight advantage, so he'd win.
And, you know, for being fair, the experience. But
yeah, he has football experience.
What does that sport look like, one-on-one football?
A guy just running it and the other guy tackling him, I guess.
Okay.
Which might be good because he's not used to running. He's a QB.
So we're talking about a college. They mentioned the shot here, too. We're talking about a college drink, a Southern kind of college drink for the 70s. And then the 80s, TGI Fridays had it as a shaker shot, like a pitcher. You could get a pitcher.
I don't like Brett Favre
shot.
Saying he popularized it like it was already a drink, but because he's cool and he drank them, that now he wants to be synonymous with it.
He didn't say he popularized it. People said that he... You think that he's writing this Wikipedia page?
Yeah, I think he's punching in and doing the code.
Well, actually,
like,
yeah,
I made this drink so popular. I'll write the Wikipedia. I made it popular enough.
I clicked on the Wikipedia user at the bottom here, and yeah, it says at Brett Favre.
It's Jerry Rice. Oh, that's interesting. All right, here's what's in this damn drink, and it's very easy to make.
Yeah, Mike. Sorry, Tim jumped on your presentation.
That's fine.
I thought I'm out of steam.
I'm out of steam anyway.
Oh, is it not interesting to hear about an NFL player?
No, it is. I've got nothing new to say. Let me tell you the ingredients. 1 ounce Southern Comfort, SoCo.
Yeah.
1 ounce slow gin.
You mean a SoCo?
Yes, right. 1 ounce slow gin. You ever have slow gin? I have
you
never.
Know?
My first time
when
tonight.
My roommate Joe got back to college one semester of school, he was like, guys, I became a bartender and I brought back all the stuff. And he had like a full bar. And then at the end of the semester, all we had left was slow gin. And it was red and syrupy. And we were making slow gin fizzes with it. But I don't understand what it is.
The next is 1 ounce amaretto liqueur.
I have Di Serona. You know, I put it on my ice cream.
Yep, I have some that Tim brought me.
I got Di Serona too, and you know what I put on? You know I put it on my company card. 2 ounces orange juice, freshly squeezed.
Yeah, I don't know about that freshly squeezed part, but keep going.
Yeah, no. Garnish with an orange wedge.
Great.
Okay, all you do is you take all the ingredients. So easy. 1, 1, 1, and 2. Great.
Mm-hmm.
Just put it into a shaker with ice. Shake it. They don't say it here, but shake it. Strain into a highball glass over fresh ice.
Yeah.
Or if serving as a shot, divide among shot glasses. Garnish with an orange wedge. This is one I think I want to, when I get to a, next time I get to myself out to a bar and it's shot time, I'm going to say, hey, you know what? 4 Alabama Slammers.
Wait a second. I tried to order did either of you guys come with me to see Licorice Pizza in Westwood?
No.
I feel like it was like me, Mitch, Mookie, and Jessica went to see Licorice Pizza at the Regency when they were doing the screenings at UCLA. Nice. And we had to kill time before the movie. So we went to the nearest bar and it was Barney's Beanery. And we ate dinner at Barney's Beanery. And I have long heard tell of a Alabama Slammer and never had one. So I was like, guys, maybe this feels like the type of place that would have an Alabama Slammer. Barney's Beanery is kind of a college-y, party-ish bar.
Is that the one where you saw the Soup Nazi at?
I saw Rab himself at the one in WeHo.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the WeHo one.
And I heard that Bono likes the potato skins at the one in WeHo. But there I am, Westwood, Licorice Pizza Night. I look the waitress square in the eyes and I say, hey, do you have an Alabama Slammer?
Hey.
And, And she says, I'm new here. Let me go check. She walks away for a long time. I shouldn't have let that happen. She comes back. Sorry, we don't. And I was humiliated. So if it's kind of, I'm wondering where you could find this at any bar. If they don't have it at Barney's Beanery, I feel like this is a make it at your college party type of drink.
Those should be ingredients, though, that a bar has. Oh, sloe gin. I looked up what sloe gin is. It's a red liqueur made of wine, of gin and sloes. S-L-O-E-S.
That's a fruit.
Sloes.
Yeah, it's like infused with like a sweet fruit. But here's the thing. I got sloe gin for the very first time. Not red. Not syrupy. I think it's clear.
Mine, I couldn't find mine in the liquor store.
Mine's red and syrupy.
I'd asked the guy who worked there. And he like went to the area like where the Kuipers and the peppermint liqueurs and everything. I was like, oh, it's this type of thing. I'm looking for clear gin.
I went to Wally's, a fancy liquor store. I spent $55 of my own money on a fancy bottle of sloe gin. And I'm going to use 1 ounce in a dumbass college drink. But I did have one last thing I wanted to say before we go to break.
Go for it, Tim.
I remembered earlier today where I was like, oh, I know where pop culture has mentioned an Alabama Slammer. There's a Red Hot Chili Peppers song about where he says Alabama Slammer. And then I Googled it and I couldn't find it. And I was like, is it Danny California? And then guess what came up? John Daly's fake Red Hot Chili Peppers song.
Is that where Alabama Slammer came from?
That's where I heard it because Anthony Kiedis mentions Alabama something something hammer in Danny California. And then Daly, when he did that internet hoax about,
that was great.
He posted online and was like, oh, the new Red Hot Chili Peppers Super Bowl halftime show song.
Oh, yeah.
And it got like millions of listens. I listened to it today and he says, I drink an Alabama Slammer with your sexy ass grandma. So I've been walking around for years thinking that was a line from the real song. And I emailed John to be like, hey, do you actually drink? Have you ever had an Alabama Slammer or did you just put in the song? And he didn't email me back yet.
He will.
Probably
he's good on the he will pod. During the show.
Yeah.
Well, I predict I'm going to like this drink. It's got some, it seems like it's going to be pretty sweet. There's some orange juice in it, some amaretto, and, you know, who would love that?
Oh, no.
Don't. No.
God.
Hey, hey. Mike,
we didn't like that.
Mike, we didn't do Good Band, Bad Band.
Oh, Good Band, Bad Band isn't every episode.
Okay, but,
who didn't love that's going to be every episode?
Who didn't love that? Hey!
What, is hey part of it?
Hey is part of it.
And it comes after?
No, it comes before.
Hey!
It just it never sounds like who wouldn't love that. It sounds like who did not love that?
It's one of those weird things.
Yeah, it is one of those weird things.
It's one of those things, it's like, it's a little, it's a voice that like, it's fun to do. The people around you might not like it, but if you got a fun voice, who wouldn't love that?
Who wouldn't love that?
Hey!
Who wouldn't love that? Who wouldn't love that?
All right, folks. I can't
did
take
we say
any
the
more
method or the shaking and all that?
Yeah, we did.
Right? Yes.
We even said garnish with orange.
Fine. Well, I was thinking about my John Daly anecdote.
I got to cut up an orange? Ooh, this is going to get rough.
Folks, we got to go cut up an orange when we come back. For sips.
You know what's, for sips.
Who would not love that?
Yes, who wouldn't love that?
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you got to get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something and you go, I just got to tell someone this, I just got to fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell the therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest, have a great time.
And we're back with Alabama Slammers. Let's see them.
Oh, yeah.
Put a huge, look at the size of that thing in there.
Yeah, I had to orange. Go small glass, and now my orange looks silly.
Me too. Oh, you just got yours look more orange than mine. Mine's like a real
red boy.
Red.
Yeah, my slow gin was red actually.
Yeah, so was mine.
It better be. It's still a little nip. It was sweet too.
Yeah. I tasted
that
DiSirono
is good too.
Yeah, DiSirono is
good for
dynamite.
You for putting that on the ice cream tin.
Doesn't it seem redundant to have like a sweet gin and a sweet amaretto and a sweet SoCo? What are we doing?
Yeah,
here?
I think and orange juice.
And I don't buy that college kids are throwing together DiSirono and slow gin and stuff.
No, and you know what's weird? I looked at this other recipes I found have vodka in it, and that makes so much more sense that it's like a kicked up screwdriver. But
vodka.
Vodka. But the one that we used was liquor.com, and there was no vodka. And then also on the Wikipedia page has the original old school recipe. And that from Playboy Bartender's Guide in 1971, ooh, that has different ratio, but it has very little OJ, almost to the point where it's like not a juicy drink at all, but there's no vodka in that.
Well,
juicy.
Let the sips decide.
Sip time.
Oof. Oh, boy.
Tastes like a Kool-Aid.
Is this one of those cases where sweet drinks do good on pod?
I think so.
I mean, I like it. It's funny. It's It's not what I thought an Alabama slammer would ever be.
No.
I feel like in... We love looking at those ratios, right? 1-1-1-2. But I feel like the SoCo has taken over a bit.
Mm-hmm. SoCo is another one that I feel like is a big name. And I just have not come across it in a decade. So
yeah, yeah, we should do a deep dive on it because people hate it. People have bad memories. People say like, dude, college SoCo. I've been buying it kind of recently almost as a joke. But if you have it on the rocks... It's very cheap, right? So I know it's not good, but it's not unlike an old fashioned or something. It's sure. Like sugared up with whiskey.
Because it's still, you know, it's not 80 proof. What is it? What's the actual proof on a...
Mine is 80 proof, but I got one with a black label. Did you guys get one with a black label?
Oh, ooh. Black label, no. SoCo.
No, it's also, I should say... The label is very clearly like off by a few degrees. Like,
oh, you got like a homemade SoCo.
Yeah, you know when you like get a bottle and it's got the two dents on the side where your mm-hmm. fingers are supposed to pinch mm-hmm. in. It's like over that. Like the whole thing got twisted just a little bit.
Damn. Yeah, I think it's like a watered down whiskey with like some fruits and spices made to be more sippable.
It's very funny to have the slow gin like. Wait, what did you say slow gin was when you looked it up?
It's like the slow fruit is because there's the juniper, which is an herb that's responsible for the gin flavor generally. Mm-hmm. But they infuse it with slow.
Man, I don't know if I'm just thirsty, but this thing's firing down my throat. I'm liking it, but it kind of just tastes like a SoCo and juice, and maybe that's not a bad drink. I don't know. It's sweet.
I can't tell... I can see why this was a shot at one point. It's like, this doesn't taste like anything bad.
It's better as a shot. This is exactly the buttery nipple or whatever you said, the buttered rum.
Yeah, this is like, I have a really small one. Mine didn't fill up a whole
Collins glass. Yeah, mine didn't fill up my highball either, but I don't know. Funny drink. I like it if you think of it as like a Fern Bar drink where you're prepared for it to be sweet. It's not too juicy. It just doesn't need... Like, slow gin is a perplexing ingredient in this cocktail. I would say splash some SoCo in your screwdriver. Call it Alabama Slammer. Oh, here's what I wanted to say. Mike, this was a blunder you made in the famed segment one of this episode. And
oh, fuck.
I want to say a constant aggravator in my life is I don't know college, because I don't watch college sports. I don't know mm-hmm. college names. So, you know, when you said like Alabama University or University of Alabama, live my whole life like being like Florida State. No. And then someone's like, no, University of Florida. And I'm like, oh, the Gators. And they're like, no, not the Gators. And then, well, the big one is like the one you learn early on is Penn State versus UPenn, because UPenn is Ivy League. Penn State is like football party predator. Ring. Yeah. and if you use those interchangeably, the Ivy Leaguers will be like, atatat, I would never stoop so low. But then if mm-hmm. you say it to the Penn State kids, they're like, I wouldn't go to no nerd school. I want to go to a place that has a football at it.
You know who went to UPenn's Wharton School of Business?
Ivanka?
Trump.
Her husband.
Jared Kushner?
No, oh, wait, who's Ivanka?
Her dad.
Donald Trump.
Oh, Wharton.
Oh, Ivanka. Yes, no, not Ivanka. I'm getting the Trumps all mixed up. Not important.
Is that where that story? Remember Donald Trump Jr. was at UPenn, I think, when his dad swung by to pick him up, and he was going to...
Yeah.
Donald was taking Don Jr. to a Yankee game, so Don Jr. was like 18 years old wearing a Yankee jersey. And Donald,
and he was like drunk or something, right? Or no?
No, I think he was just wearing a Yankees jersey, and his dad wanted him to wear a suit to a baseball game. But Don Sr. slapped Don Jr. in front of his friends, and like he cried in front of his dorm mates. And Donald was like, you ever go to a baseball game and not wear a suit? You're fired.
Baseball game in a suit? What? What the world? Well,
my dad did that to me.
He took you to a baseball game in a suit?
Hey, Timmy, if you ever go to a pizza parlor and you're not wearing an apron, I'll slap you, dude.
Dude. Well, I didn't mean to get this off into a conversation about that guy.
But the color of this drink does remind me of that guy.
Stop. Mm-hmm.
What?
You know what's an interesting thing about one of these ingredients is I read that amaretto, which I always think of as almond flavored, it's oftentimes made with the pits from stone fruits. Like it'll be like a peach pit.
Pit of a stone fruit.
Yes.
Interesting. Maybe like crushed up? Huh.
Cooked.
How does that work?
Cooked and crushed.
Cooked just and crunched.
You know, slow gin, going back to slow gin, there's a song, there's an album by Loretta Lynn called Van Leer Rose that Jack White produced.
I've heard of this. Yeah.
It's a good album. It's very good. But there's a song that he sings on with her called Portland, Oregon. And I just, the first line is like, in Portland, Oregon, something. It's about drinking slow gin fizzes. And that's what I always thought. What the hell is a slow gin fizz?
Now, we're going to get this wrong, and everyone's going to hate us. But I think a fizz is like a carbonated eggy thing. Like, so in my brain, it's like you have like a sour and then you add soda to it and now it's fizzy, but you know it's going to be wrong.
Yeah.
I think I just did a quick little Google. You're right, Tim, but the egg isn't the thing.
So it's just a highball?
The egg's not the thing.
I'm seeing slow gin, regular gin, 1/2 ounce of lemon juice and simple syrup. So it's kind of like a Collins.
I got a feeling since we got this slow gin, we're going to be doing the slow gin fizz very soon on this podcast.
I got a big fat bottle of stuff. I'm going to be drinking fizzes left and right.
And Di Serrano. Ooh, I got a small Di Serrano.
Di Serrano's so good, man.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought that over, Tim. You brought me a bottle of that shit.
It's good.
A whole bottle?
Yeah.
Put it on some vanilla ice cream and watch The Sopranos. You're going to have a good night. It's similar to
that sounds good.
You know the Southern Sipper, you drink it alone in the dark. The Di Serrano and ice cream. You eat it while you watch The Sopranos.
How about this? We just did the Southern Sipper. Now we got this Alabama Slammer. We just did the Sidewalk Slammer. We can't get away from Southern drinks and slammers. I really believe that.
This is getting melty and it's getting good.
Yeah. What would you tweak about it? Because I thought it was a little too sweet. This is like not my fave.
Here's one option, and you're not going to like it.
This tastes like Hawaiian Punch. To me.
The 1971 Playboy Bartender's Guide. All the same ingredients.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one. The articles were great.
Let's see. Ingredient one, two tits. Oh.
What the hell?
listen to this ratio. 1 ounce of SoCo, 1 ounce of amaretto, but then when we get to the slow gin and the OJ, 1/2 ounce of each.
Still
a lot of SoCo, but that's going to be not juicy at all with only 1/2 ounce.
Liquor forward, okay.
I'm going to do that one, but it's going to just taste like SoCo.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Wait, what am I trying? When I say SoCo, it's making me want to think of a funny song I like that's like SmoCo.
Huh?
You know that song that's like, I'm on SmoCo.
Oh, yeah, that Australian band.
Yeah.
Let's you sent us that video once. It's like SmoCo is like vacation or something, right?
I think in Australia, when you take a smoking break,
the chat
SmoCo.
Oh,
but
the
then
chat.
Also
SmoCo, the chat.
But then I think that then SmoCo comes to just mean like a break, so you don't actually have to smoke.
Gotcha. I'm on SmoCo.
Actually, now that I think of it, isn't that song about a lifeguard who's on SmoCo so he doesn't save people who are drowning? And it's exactly the same as our.
Oh, that's
let's
why.
Go to
that's
break.
Why you.
No.
That's why you
folks,
brought it up to us last.
Let's take a little SmoCo, and when we come back, we'll talk about our final thoughts.
Great.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
And we're back with round two, Tweaks on the Alabama Slammer.
That was cool, Jeff.
Hey.
It was. You rock, dude.
Now, what did you do different?
Wait, Tim, the one that you cut in half is slow gin and orange juice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. I did it right.
Well, you cut... No. OJ was cut more. OJ, it's only half an ounce of OJ.
And half an ounce of slow gin.
Whoo, this is sweet, man. This is not... I mean...
Still sweet?
Yeah, this Well, it's way sweeter because the two sweetest ingredients are now in the forefront. The
because I just assume orange juice.
Yes, I mean, it's delicious in the sense that I can taste the Di Serrano more, but I would rather just have a Di Serrano on the rocks.
Playboy was serving this up?
But that's why Playboy makes sense. You're like walking around a lounge and you're having something that's way too sweet to drink and you're like, Oh, yeah. Oh yeah! Hey everybody, what do you think of all my pubes?
That's not what that magazine was about. It was never supposed to be about that.
Oof! I just don't even know. I feel like I ruined an ounce of my beloved Di Serrano in this thing. But
That was 1971. Was that?
Yeah. This thing should have stayed in 71.
It did, but you made it. You brought it back.
What have you wrought?
Oh, yeah.
All right, final thoughts. Hit me with them.
Final thoughts is this is an order again, but for me, in shot form.
Smart.
Timothy.
Thank you.
Order again. When it gets a little melty, you get a little happy. I feel like the slammer, the sugar is going to give you a hangover. But then again, the Hangover movies were very funny. Don't do the Playboy recipe. Follow either the liquor.com one or find one that puts vodka in it that'll make it less sweet. And really what you should be doing is putting Di Serrano over your vanilla ice cream and watching The Sopranos.
Yes. You know, I'll be the outlier here and I'll say this is not an order again. I don't want another one of these. If they're saying, hey, we're doing Alabama Slammers, I'd say polite pass.
Wow.
You say, you are, but I ain't?
Yep. I'll watch.
Well, Jeff, you're a lime freak, and there's no lime in this drink.
No. No lime for miles.
I mean, we had a good time in the episode, and it was still good podcasting, right?
Yeah, the drinks don't all have to be good. It's about your friends and your for relationships.
Right. Right.
Exactly. Because when at your funeral, they're not counting up the number of order agains or the number of appointment onlys. It's they're counting up your number of friends
and your Emmy nominations and how many times you brought coffee for the whole cast and crew. Man, I don't know if it's the Zoom screen, but I am getting that Bill Murray hairline.
No, you're not.
Me too.
It's creeping. That's creeping.
I've noticed that on me too, Jeff, where the driveways up the side are starting to kind of wrap around and meet in the middle.
They're sort of going way up. All the way up.
I've got Ally Afraidy hair.
Now, if you had that Ally Afraidy slap shot.
Tim, the people online have spoken. We love the stubble. We love Zaddy Tim.
Well, yeah, now wait a minute.
Bad news.
I wasn't going to bring this up until, yes.
Bad news, by the airing of this podcast, it'll be shaved off.
Why?
Shorn.
On what grounds?
Here's my thing. Folks, we're banking this episode right in the very moments before we leave on tour.
Yeah.
I got to look like classic Tim. I got to look like iconography.
No.
I got to look like Sloppy Boys iconography Americana. Tim Kalpakis. You know him, you love him. I can't be the new scruffy Tim.
If Mickey Mouse shows up on stage with a beard?
Exactly.
He's a rat. Get him out of here.
I don't think that people want to see the new Zaddy Tim. I think that people
now,
want...
Now, yeah, wait a minute. What's going on here? And what's with... First of all, what's with the facial hair? What are you doing?
Here's what it was.
You trying something?
Well, I was sort of lamenting that I never got to grow a beard. And now, if I grow a beard, it would be great. Kind of sad. I never grew a brown beard.
You could dye it.
Yeah, I could go on a diet, that's for sure. But here's what I've been doing.
Yeah.
There was one day where I just hadn't shaved in a week, and instead of taking out the razor and taking it all the way down to the skin, I said, "Oh, I know. I'm going to take out the hair clippers, put it on a one, and just bring it down." And then I've been doing that for about a month. So this hair you're looking at on my face, it's not long, but it's had a chance to fill in some of the deader spots, and it's soft as opposed
You're sort of saying to each follicle, everyone get in here.
Exactly. Everyone, you can come in at your own speed. But I felt like my whole life, anytime I had some stubble going, it was like fresh stubble that was like little knives. But if you use the trimmer, it has a chance to kind of grow in and turn into normal hair.
Mm.
It's less wiry, more furry.
You look like a real artist.
That is what I'm trying to cultivate. I'm just kind of bummed out by the amount of gray. I look like one of these LA guys. You know these LA guys?
I know what you mean. Yeah, I think what you need to do... LA guy. I know an LA guy. You need to... Don't shave the mustache. Shave everything else. Have the mustache for a while. I'm telling you, Tim, people will love it.
Should I have a mustache for the tour?
Yeah.
Yeah, at least for the first half until you go back to LA and then do whatever you want.
Okay, well, I'll do that. And to the people listening to the
hold
pod.
Hold on. This is me thinking you can only shave in your own home. You can shave on the road.
No, I'm going to shave my face, but not my lip. And to those listening at home, you've probably been watching our Instagram and seeing all these tour videos of me with my cool new mustache, and now you're hearing like the dawn of the whole thing.
Yeah. Wow. That's got to be exciting for you, listener.
Sort of origin story, like the rookie card here.
Don't you guys get so jealous of the listener that like we have to say all this shit, but they get to listen to it. They're on the subway, they're in their car, they're going for a walk, they're hearing this.
Yeah, we're doing the hard labor of saying.
Yeah, what a treat it is to listen to them.
They're kicking back and consuming.
I hate to say, I love to hear.
You know what's even more of a treat than this is the blowout we do every week. That is a fun
show. The Patreon.
This show is not so good. The blowout.
If I were Joe Q Patreon. Public, I would be subscribing to that because it's funny.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. This main show with the cocktails is kind of sellout-y bullshit. But when you get behind the paywall... Wouldn't you agree? We're more like Adam Friedland. We're more like Cumtown kind of Chapo Red Scare guys.
Yeah, I don't exactly know what those guys do. I know they're popular, but
they're like us. They're us.
Yeah,
yeah.
We let the hair down and we let it rip.
I'm Stavros.
Yeah, and I'm Dasha.
And I'm always, as always,
the big hand bomber,
Michael Hanford.
I remain Michael Hanford.
Jeff, take us out, baby.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys if you want to see these recipes ahead of time. And like we said, go to patreon.com/thesloppyboys for that bonus show, The Sloppy Boys Blowout, where we don't care about cocktails so much. It's more about getting along with your friends and talking about to-the-moment culture. Like we just did Song of the Summer. What's the Summer Jam 2022? You can only find out behind the paywall at patreon.com/thesloppyboys.
And we're less guarded. We're more ourselves. It's kind of no holds barred.
Yeah, here we're serving the ad men. We're serving the madmen. Mm-hmm. No. Here we're serving the corporate or overlords.
Yeah.
And it has to be just so, very regulated. But on the Patreon, my word, here I'm talking to the character Tim, the character Jeff. Mm-hmm. There I'm talking to Tim and Jeff. I'm talking
Plus,
to my friends.
It's also uncensored, so it's, hey, F this, F that, F everything.
Hey, get the fuck over, get the F over here.
Hey, F that fucking thing, F that fucker over there. F you, you cocksucker.
Yeah, I was in the bathroom, I had C coming out of my A.
I had P coming out of my C.
Wait, I use C as crap.
Yeah.
So you had P coming out of your crap? Oh,
no. I had piss coming out of my cock.
Yahoo!
All right, folks. We'll see you next week. We'll be live and in person. How about that? Bzz, bzz.
Ooh, oh, yes.
Wait, are you talking about the 100th episode celebration?
Yes. Who knows what the drink will be? Probably a good one, huh? What are we thinking?
Yeah, you would think that for the 100th, we've saved something really good.
I'm thinking it's Alabama Slammer 2.
We should do that.
I did think it would be funny if we did water for number 100, but we're not going to do it. We're going to do a real drink.
We want to pump the numbers, Jeff.
That's funny.
Pump the numbers.
Also,
that's a prank. That's listeners.
That's
trolling, and it's not right.
Let's say you listen to the show and you love it. Tell people about it. You post it. Help us get rich off this shit. Come on.
Hey, tell a friend. You don't have a friend, make one. Tell them about this show.
Yeah, have your friend buy you a bottle of slow gin. Okay, come on.
All right, folks. Good chatting. See you next week.
Peace.
Toodaloo.
What is up? Calpy K here with a little postscript. Just want to say that John Daly emailed me back and he said, I've never had one either. It seems like a pretty dumb drink. So there you have it. He never had an Alabama Slammer.